Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, I'm so happy that you're joining us for the next hour. We've got a wonderful show for you tonight, and we look forward to bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, we love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here at the show. We are at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, please try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, and that's Hugs with a Z. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Burnson. She will be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates we'd like to tell you about. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle was held on Tuesday, April 22nd, and five lucky winners were selected to receive a reading with one of our certified mediums. I'm very excited for them, and I want to mention the winners. They are Eileen in New Jersey. She won a reading with Renata Santarelli. Denise in New York won a reading with Bobby Allison. We have Jane in New York. She won a reading with Lee Ashley. Edwin in New York, lots of New Yorkers, won a reading with Neil Zepkowski. And Anita in Florida won a reading with Renee Buck. So congratulations to all of our winners. We also want to thank everyone who participated in our raffle for their support, because these events really help us fund our most basic programs. So be sure to visit us on the website for information. We have lots of info up there about our raffles coming up. And we usually do have a couple of these events every year. It's only $5 a chance to actually win a reading with one of our certified mediums. So you don't want to miss out on that next time around. Just a reminder, our annual grief retreat is now scheduled for the weekend of July 25th through the 27th. And for that event, we are back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. Now, if you've not attended one of these events, this is a weekend of extraordinary healing. I will be there along with an amazing team of facilitators. We've also added on one extra day for parents who have lost children. All of the details for this event are up on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Just click on the link for Transforming Grief, Building a Bridge Between Two Worlds. So please don't miss out on this experience. And also, save the following dates. Our annual conference and convention has now been scheduled for November 5th through the 12th. You'll find more info about that event and all of our upcoming events at the website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show, and if this is your first time listening in, all of our mediums who are guests on this show have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. You can find information about all of our mediums up on the web. Tonight, we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Siri Burnson. Siri is in the Boston, Massachusetts area, and in addition to being a certified medium with Forever Family, Siri is also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art. She has traveled all over the world, and she speaks several different languages. And she uses her gift to heal and comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. We're very happy to have her on the show this evening, so let's get her on the air. Hi, Siri. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
I'm having a first time, very interesting experience. I have a cat, and it's the first time ever that the cat has to be lying on my lap while I'm doing this show.
Okay. Well, that's good. That could be like a power animal for you. That's wonderful.
I do hope so. It's the first time.
So I understand that you have actually traveled to many different countries, and I hear that you will be in England this summer?
Yes, I'm going to Arthur Finley College for the third time, and I'm extremely excited for that again.
Ah, that is exciting. That's awesome. Yes. Stansted Hall, I think it is, right?
Stansted Hall, going off to Arthur Finley College, or in other words, going off to Hogwarts.
Yes, it's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's going to be a really exciting experience. So you're doing that this summer, right?
I'm doing it this summer. I'm doing it also in 2015, and I did it also the past 3 years.
Wow, wonderful. Have so much fun while you're there. It must be fun to be in England in the summer. That's great.
Oh, it's lovely. And they speak so well. They speak so well.
So, you know, I want to ask you, because no matter where you are, you're kind of a world traveler. There are still hearts and souls everywhere that are grieving for their loved ones, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I know. Is there a difference, though? Do you notice a difference, like, in the traditions when you're in these other countries with regard to how people deal with grief? Is it different from here?
Oh, absolutely. I would say absolutely, because, for instance, what I grew up with was a lot more compassion, I would say, within the workplace, because I remember when my grandparents passed away, my parents, they got a lot more time off than people do here. It's expected that you show up at work the following day or maybe 2 or 3 days later.
Oh, wow.
And I remember, when my mother's mother passed away, my mom, she stayed at home for at least 10 days, if not 2 weeks,
right.
You know, in mourning, and that was acceptable. And people are far more compassionate when it comes to loss, I think, in smaller countries.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be different, and it would vary by culture, you know.
Yeah.
It's just something kind of interesting. Made me think about that when I saw that, you know, you travel around a lot. I would imagine you're going to see the differences, you know, and just in the way people celebrate each other, the way they mourn for each other, all of that, you know.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we are all spirit, we're all souls. And at the end of the day, it does not matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what you look like, whether you're male or female. None of that really matters, because we all go to the same place. And we all celebrate the same God essence, and we're all connected. And I think that oftentimes people, they forget this, that we are all one, and we are all connected, and we are all a part of God.
We really are, you know, and it's so good that you bring that up. So let me ask you this. Tell me about a wow moment for you, because I think as mediums, we all have one or two moments, like something that really stands out in your mind, especially when it comes to giving someone a message from spirit, and you just know that it's really helped them in their healing process.
Well, I think one of the things that I have discovered, I wouldn't say that there's necessarily one moment that stands out, because there are so many profound moments, and I would not want to say that one is superior to another. But one thing that I have noticed with the growth of my work is that when I first started studying mediumship, now I was born this way, it was very important to get the list of information to get the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that I have studied this, the more I have realized that the presence of spirit is far more important than getting, he was this and he was that and he was 42. And so it's the essence that really, really matters, and the presence of spirit that I think is really important.
Yes, I agree with that. And I also noticed that as we give people information, they really resonate with it. They really do get, they are able to identify who it is that's coming through. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're really able to resonate with that, and that can bring some wow moments too for them.
I think that the information of, you know, who they were, you know, was it your mother, was it your father, at the age of 42, died with a heart attack, I think that is important. But at the same time, I do think that which sets some mediums apart from others is when really they get into the heart essence, and that's something that I've actually been working on the last few years. And sometimes it happens in a powerful way, and then there are other days that I just sort of skate on it, and I'm not quite in the power, but I can still bring the information through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It can be very powerful to experience this work.
It
very, very powerful.
It really is. I always say that when we have a connection to someone, it is heart to heart, mind to mind, and soul to soul, you know. Even though we can't connect physically anymore when someone is no longer in the physical world, we still have, you know, all of the other connections. Okay, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Siri. We'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you would like to receive a connection with Spirit, just give us a call here at the station, 1-888-627-6008. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Siri Burnson. Okay, so we're going to go to our phone lines. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you would like to have a quick mini reading, a connection to spirit, just tell us your first name. We do like to hear your voice when you come on the phone, and we're going to try to get to as many callers as we can. So, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Carol on the line. Carol, are you with us?
Yes, hi, Dory and Sherry. I would like
Hi, Carol. Like, how are you? Thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a little mini reading?
Yes, I'd love it.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
Okay, wonderful. So I have to say that I have three people that are coming through, and one of the things that I noticed is there are two men that are close together in spirit. One of them feels to me like he may be a father, and I know that he would have been younger when he passed. I feel like I'm in my 50s, or maybe 57 or 58 when I passed. And I feel when I have a heart attack or I have a heart problem with him, I know that there's a sudden passing with him. And he's also making me aware that there has to be an L connection with to him. I feel like there's a name that sounds like a Leroy or Louis, because he's talking about the big L. I'm also aware that there is a woman that is there with him in spirit, and I feel like this would be his mother. And so I guess what I'm talking about, I know that there's a man in spirit. I also do know that he would have had at least two children. And I know that he would have loved collecting cards. And I feel like he would have been somebody that, not that he had a lot of cars, but he knew his cars. You understand who I'm talking about, please?
Sounds like my dad. He was in his 50s, and he died of a heart attack.
Okay.
Wait, I missed that. You understand
what
I'm saying?
She said her dad, he was in his 50s, and he passed with a heart attack.
Okay, wonderful. And you also understand that your father would have been a very, very kind man. He's a very, very giving man, and I feel as though he would have been somebody that helped out the people that didn't have much in life. That people, they would have knocked on his door, and they would have said, could you please help me out? And he would have been the one helping them out. A very, very kind and very gentle nature. Do you understand this, please?
Well, maybe. It was pretty rough growing up with him.
Well, let's just put it this way. It may have been rough growing up with him, but I still feel like he was somebody that people would have known in the neighborhood. I'll tell you exactly the vision that I'm getting. I feel as though I feel like he would have lived in more of an urban area. I'm not sure if I'm in a suburb or an urban area, but I feel like there's traffic around him. I'm also aware that people that would have been able to help, they would have been able to knock on his door and get help from him. And you're not understanding this at all?
Yes, I believe that. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. And no, so your dad is the one that is coming through, and I feel like there's somebody else that is on the earth plane that is still living, that also either has the same condition that your dad has, that also has to be very mindful of their heart health. Do you understand this, please?
Okay, I don't know, but
Well, let's just put it this way. I feel like your dad would have been someone that if he was alive today, they would have been able to prolong his life with the technique that they have today. And I do feel like people in the family, either they are healthier or they're looking out for themselves in a better way than he did.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I believe that.
And
that was in 1959.
Okay, because one of the things that I'm aware of, I feel like he may have been either a smoker or he worked in an area where there was a lot of smoke or a lot of toxins around him, and people weren't really thinking about those things. And I feel like he was not a healthy man, but people today are very, very healthy. He's also just sort of really quickly either talking about you getting around. I'm not sure if you're having a little bit of an aching knee, because he's pointing out my left knee, and he's saying that you should really be mindful of your knees. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So your dad is the one that is coming through with such love from you, and I don't know why this is, but I feel like I need to make a joke about either hot dogs or if people are coming together. Do you understand that your family tends to be very loud and very sort of, when you come together, there's a lot of people that are very sort of loud and boisterous?
Yes.
Okay, and I have to also say that you must be coming together for Memorial Day weekend, because I feel like very soon you're going to be coming together. There's some people that also they love to have a drink or two, and just remember that, you know, when you get the hot dogs for the barbecue, that remember to bring the relish and everything.
Okay. My daughter did pass in February. I wondered if she came forward.
Well, I do know, like I said, I know that there's at least two men in spirit, that I know that there's your father's mother. In regards to your daughter, though, would you understand, I'm going to take a little bit of risk here. In regards to your daughter, would she have lighter hair? Do you understand your daughter having blonde or lighter hair?
Yes.
Okay, and would you also understand that your daughter would have had a very soft, very straight, soft hair? Because I feel like I need to touch my hair, and I feel like she would have had very thin, fine hair. Do you understand this, please?
Yes. You're right.
Okay. Because your father is the one that is just making me aware that there is a young lady that is here by my side. I'm not sure if she's in her 30s when she passes, but I still have to talk about the youth to her spirits. And why maybe even...
But she was 50, but she was... Yeah, she was 50 and she's Down syndrome.
Well, hold on. Bear with me for just a second, though. If she has Down syndrome, there's one thing that I had to say, though. Would you understand your daughter having a habit of pulling on her hair, or there's something about, because I feel like I still need to pull on my hair. There's something about a habit of some sort. Okay, and then one more thing that I feel like your father is also just wanted to convey is that your daughter also, do you know if she ever had seizures or if she ever had, it's not a tremor that I'm experiencing, but it's almost as if I have a seizure.
Yes.
Okay. Because I have to, So just know that your daughter is with your father, and your father is the one that is sort of showing her the ropes and how to be in heaven and how to communicate with you. And your daughter will also be coming through to you through in dreams, and I'm aware of this, that she will be speaking to you in dreams. But you are going to experience her being very healthy and looking very good.
In the dream
Okay, wonderful,
she was
wonderful.
Yes.
My son is over there, too.
Carol, we have to go to the next caller on the line. Thank you so much, though, for calling
in. Thank you.
I know it's a very short reading. It's a mini reading, but our lines are all lit up over here. But I hope this was helpful for you today. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to go to our next caller on the line. We have Amy, I believe, on the line. Are you with us, Amy?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Okay. Thanks for calling into the show. Did you want a mini reading also?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
wonderful. One of the things I'm aware of, Amy, is that you must be somebody that is extremely positive, but I'm actually linking in with spirit. But before I do that, either you work in the healing, either you work as a healer or as a nurse, if there's a lot of healing energy around you. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like there's a lady that is wanted to come through. And what I do know about this lady, she does not have a lot of weight on her. I do feel, though, that she would have been ill in her 60s. And quite frankly, I have to say to you, she feels like a mother to you. But at the same time, I'm not sure if she's blood related. All I know that she's an older generation to you. And I also am aware that she's a lady that would have... I have to say to you that I feel like she would have had a long-term illness. She's also aware, making me aware that there's a connection. What I see is there's a connection right after Halloween. So there has to be a connection to the month of November as being a celebration of some sort. Whether this is a birthday passing, I'm not quite sure yet. But as I'm connecting to her, I am aware that she would have had a blood disorder because she's showing me that her blood would have... she showed me the blood going through the veins, and I feel as though I am not getting enough oxygen towards the end of my life. And I also had to say that there has to be a connection to the month of February also. Do you understand this as being a motherly figure to you?
No.
I feel like she's in her 60s when she passes. I know that this lady is in her 60s when she becomes ill. There's one thing that I'm aware of. Have you ever, in your life, Amy, studied any kind of meditation or do you do the Om Shanti?
I'm sorry, do I what?
Do you do anything that has to do with chanting? As in, either, literally, I'm hearing Om Shanti Shanti, Om Shanti Shanti. Do you ever do any kind of meditation?
I do a lot. I do meditation every night.
Wonderful. And because this woman is actually coming through, and I'm going to try and get a little bit more from her. I know that she was ill before her passing. I also do know that in her younger days, she would have had darker hair, but I feel like she has very, very thin hair towards the end of her life, because it's kind of like showing me the thinning to the hair. And I also feel like on top of my head, there's a lot of thinning going on. And I know that she has shorter hair, there's wave to the hair, and I know that it's dark brown. And you're not understanding, are you understanding anything that I'm saying to you right now?
No. No,
I have to connect a B initial, whether this is Betty or Betsy, or there's something about the boo or the big B initial. You're not understanding that, any of that.
No.
Doreen, are you understanding anything that I'm saying
to
you?
I think what this might be, Amy, it might be more like an older female that's connected to someone you're close to, like a mom figure for someone that you're close to. And I think this is why you're not connecting directly with it.
I'm not getting. I don't know anything like that.
Because it doesn't feel to me as though it's family. It feels like it's inside. And when I get it inside.
Yeah, it is to the side. It's, I need to go a generation above you that would be like on the mother's generation or in between. I know that this lady, she would have played some sort of a role within the healing circle that you go to. And I know that she's not family to you. I know that she's a friend. I don't feel like she's a cousin, but I need to acknowledge her as being a friend. Do you understand a name that would be connected to you that is either Laura or Lauren or Lori?
No. No, my son passed.
So your son is the one you were most hoping to hear from in this little reading. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I am connected to this lady that is aware that you do this healing and that you do this you do all this healing work. I have to before I try and connect with your son, I'm going to try and see if I can actually get your son to come closer. Do you also do Reiki in your home or in some sort of a center? Do you have people lying on benches? Where you do healing?
I did Reiki.
You did Reiki, okay.
I'm a psychiatric nurse.
Okay, wonderful. Do me a favor. Go back in time, and try to think of a lady that would have known you when you were doing the Reiki, that would have gone through a lot of treatments in regards to cancer. And this lady, in my mind, this lady would have had cancer in the lower abdominal area, what I feel as may have been the uterus of that area. I just know that she's in the lower abdomen with me. Now, I'm going to try. Do you have any connection to Sedona or to Arizona?
No.
Okay. I need to go on a retreat there. I need to go see the Red Desert. I need to see the Grand Canyon. I need to go into this area. Now, as I'm trying to connect with your son, would you understand that your son would have been in his 20s when he passes, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm now aware of this, and I'm a feeling this young man that is coming closer, and I have to say that before his passing, he must have had either, I'm not talking about necessarily long hair, but I feel like I have a lot of hair on my head. There's a lot of bushy hair on my head.
He had a lot of curls.
Okay, all I know is that he's pointing, if you could see what I'm doing right now, he's actually tapping on my head, and he's just showing me a lot of bushy hair on my head. And as I'm connecting to him also, would you also understand that he also sometimes didn't quite tell you everything that was going on in his life? Because I feel as though you thought you knew him really well, but then there's a side of him that you didn't quite know. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel as though I need to come through with a lot of forgiveness because I feel like he wanted to convey things to you, but he just had a really, really hard time. Now, this also tells me that your son, my sense is that your son must have had some sort of a depression or a hard time at times in life, and I'm not sure if he went through bullying or if he was having a really hard time in his teenage years. I just get a sense that he didn't quite always fit in. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm aware of it that I'm an outsider when it comes to high school and when it comes to school, I'm an outsider and I had a really hard time with it. And the other thing also, I'm not sure if he was using drugs or if he was using some substances that he shouldn't have been using, but I'm just aware of it that he's not always in his right mind. And I have to come through to you and just say, Mom, I'm so sorry that I should have told you how I was doing because I feel like you had suspicions, but he always, I'm going to come straight up and just say to you, he would have lied to you about how he was doing, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Now, one more thing, though. Would it also make sense to you that you had not heard from him for a couple of days? There's something about as if there's like 48 hours go by and I don't hear a thing from him and I get really, really worried.
Exactly.
Okay. And you knew, you kind of, you just knew that something was not quite right. You knew that he was not doing well. And then you begin to call his friends because I'm aware that you're trying to find out, has anyone heard from him? And do you understand this, please?
Yes, at one point I did, yes.
Yes, because
it wasn't when he died, no. We found him here at home.
Okay, but I'll tell you what is going on. I feel as though when he's going through his hard times, he would have disappeared at one point. And you get a hold of one of his friends, at least one of his friends, if not two of his friends. And these would have been friends that he would have hung out with a lot. And I feel as though they didn't really know what was going on with him, and they couldn't really tell you much, did they? Now, I want to say one thing. Are you very creative also? Would you understand being very creative?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to say something that is a little bit odd to me, but either you had his name engraved in something, or you painted his name, or you put his name on something that you then, you either you carry around or you have moved it around. Do you understand this, please? You take your name, you take my name with you. Wherever you go, you take my name.
I have a fingerprint on a necklace, and I carry his initials with angel hearts on my necklace.
That's the necklace that I'm talking about. If it's a fingerprint, all I know is that you carry my name around. You carry me around. And I have to say thank you for doing that, because I know that he's really appreciative of that. And I have to say that he takes responsibility for his passing, and he's extremely sorry for what he did.
Okay.
Amy,
well, I'm
going to
be up in Connecticut and Chester during that
You're going
retreat,
to be up in
so
Chester,
I'm really excited
be...
about that.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Make
wonderful.
Sure that when you get there, Siri's going to be there, and I will be there. So make sure you come up and you introduce yourself to us and remind us that you were on the call with us tonight, okay?
Yes, please, Amy, when I see
I'm
you.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay,
wonderful.
And when I see you, Amy, please give me a hug.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Amy,
for calling into the show, Amy. Thank you, and we look forward to meeting you. Okay,
got
we've
it.
Got
Thank
time
you.
For maybe one more caller, and then we're going to take a break after that. So I believe we have Linda on the line. Linda, are you with us?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Is this Linda?
My name is Glenda.
Oh, Glenda.
Glenda.
Oh,
Glenda.
Okay. Well, thank you for correcting that. Well, thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a little mini reading?
I would definitely love one.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with something that are you very flamboyant yourself, Glenda?
Somewhat.
Okay. Well, let's just put it this way. There's a lady that is coming forward, and I'm not quite sure yet how she's connected to you. All I know is that she's wanting to come forward, and she's saying that you have a way of saying things that are a little bit off color, but you say them with a giggle, and you laugh at it, and you laugh at yourself. And as I'm connecting to this lady, I feel like I'm not sure if she's the one that has the blonde hair or the that has dark roots but goes light in the hair. All I know is that the lady is coming forward, and she has a wonderful figure. She's curvaceous. That's all I can say right now. She's quite curvaceous, and she's got a fabulous waistline. And I feel like she's someone that loves to, she walks around on stilettos, and I feel like she loves to move around. And I have to say to you that she feels to me like an older sister or an older friend, to tell you the truth. Do you understand this, please?
Somewhat, but not totally.
Okay, let me then sort of get a little bit deeper in the energy. Would you understand having lost a friend that would have been like a sister to you, please?
Sort of, yes.
Okay, as long as I understand sort of, because I'll tell you what is exactly going through my mind. They're showing me my soul sisters, they're showing me my sister, so that I know that there's a lady that is wanting to connect with you. And as I am connecting to her, I also do know that in her younger days, she would have been a smoker. And I do get a sense that she actually did put out the cigarettes, or she did quit smoking. I also do know that she loved to have a glass of wine now and then. And as I'm connecting to her, I need to talk about a name that starts with an A, whether this is Annette or Anne-Marie, or there's an A name that is connected to her, because he's just showing me that right now. And I also know that she loved the color pink, because I'm aware of her wearing these pink or flamboyant colors, or mauve and fuchsias and those types of colors. And I feel like I need to say to you that what she's talking about before her passing, though, I feel like she's being a little bit funny with me, because she's talking about being just about 46 years old, but I kind of know that she's a little bit older than that. I'm not sure if she's in her 50s, but I feel like she's not willing to reveal her real age.
Okay.
I know that she's really well. Yeah, I know that she's really well dressed. She's actually kind of laughing at me in regards to the age, but I also get a sense that her passing happens in such a way that I feel like there's a quick passing with her. But I have to say that there's a medical issue that is taking place, and it's as if I'm having my mind is not quite right. I'm having this massive headache out of the blue. Do you understand anything that I'm saying to you, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he's tapping on my head, and this is actually the worst. This is a worst case scenario, and she really should have. I have to say to you that I really feel like she should have gone to hospital with this massive headache, and I feel like she didn't make it in time. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but I have to still say that she feels like a sister to you.
She's actually my best friend's mother.
Okay. If it's your best friend's mother, then I have to say that your best friend is like a sister to you then. Because I just have to talk about the
yes,
sister.
Yes, she is. We've been through thick and thin together.
Okay, because if I may just really quickly, did you also understand when I was talking about having the darker hair but having these highlights?
But it was in the 70s that they weren't considered highlights. It's just she needed to color her hair more often.
Who knows? Anyway, and I have to say that either you or my daughter, one of the two of you, is absolutely addicted to watching psychics on TV. Would this make sense to you?
She and I don't watch TV, but I got her into listening to the Forever Family Foundation.
Okay.
And her name is Linda. When you called me Linda, and my name is Glenda.
Okay.
Our whole lives
sat
next to each other in school. People called us each other's name, which was kind of weird that you mentioned that.
All right, we're actually going to have to leave it there. But Glenda, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that this little mini reading helped a little bit. I know these are very short, but we've got to actually go to break. So thank you for calling
in. I appreciate anything. Thank you, Doreen, and thank you, Sari. I appreciate it immensely.
You're welcome. Thank you, Glenda.
All righty, we're going to take a really quick break. In the meantime, you guys might want to check out Sari's website. She is at spiritoflight.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.kamlak.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, my name is Lauren Halpern, and I'm a Reiki master. I enjoy bringing peace and inspiration to people. I conduct healing circles with inspiration, meditation, and Reiki at different community developments, religious institutions, and many other locations. People react so wonderfully to my events. For more information, please contact me, Reiki Touch by Lauren at 954-464-0087. That's 954-464-0087, or email me at laurenhalpern@gmail.com. laurenhalpern@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Ciri Bernson, and before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. And there's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop at Amazon? Not a problem. There's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com, sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set this up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in. Places like 1-800-Flowers, Expedia, Gap, Home Depot, QVC, Old Navy, Travelocity, lots and lots of places are listed. Oh, and one last thing. You will need a credit card to shop online. So if you don't already have one, or if you need another one, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will also make a donation to us for each card that's taken out. And every time the card is used, a portion of that charge is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our show. Ciri is here with us. We've got time for maybe one or two more calls. So let's get to our next caller on the line. I believe we have Anne. Anne, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Okay, thanks for calling into the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Ciri.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good.
Okay, good.
I'd like to make a connection.
Excuse me?
I'd like to make a connection.
Okay. So this is what I'm aware of, and I'm going to ask you to have a very open mind. I am aware that there are two children that are together in spirit. All I am aware of right now is that there's a younger lady that is wanting to come through. One thing that I do know about her is I know that she would have been in a hospital setting before she passes. And I am aware of this also, that she's holding on to the hand of a younger boy. But I know that there's an age difference between the two of them. And the way that I'm sensing the age difference, there may be just about 4 or 5 years between the two of them. I feel like she would have had a long-term illness because I know that she's in and out of hospital settings because she's talking about having to go in and then coming home and then having to go in again. And I also feel that she's either very thin or very skinny because I'm trying to feel her arms. And she's talking about having had very thin arms. Very thin things. Are you understanding anything that I'm saying to you so far?
No. I think they're fine.
Huh?
I did have 2 miscarriages.
Okay, you did have. Would you understand that there may have. Hold on, bear with me. Would it make sense to you that there may have been 4 or 5 years between the two of them?
Between the 2 miscarriages?
Yes.
No, it was like a year and a half.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. All I know, that there's 2 younger individuals that are coming through, and I know there's a boy and there's a girl, and I know that the girl is younger. This is just how I feel this. Now, what I'm going to try and do now, though, I do get a sense that with these two children, though, I am aware that in spirit there's a lady that is wanting to come through. And I feel like as I'm connecting with this lady, I'm also aware of her being quite on the thinner side because I feel like she would have lost a lot of her weight before her passing. And as I'm connecting to her also, I do feel as though shortly before her passing, I'm very confused with her, and I'm having a hard time having a conversation with people. I feel like people are trying to converse with me, and I'm not able to respond to them, and I'm just sort of looking at them, and I'm trying to say yes or no with my eyes. I know that this lady, this wonderful lady, she's connected through a mother's side of the family. So that is something, and I know that I have to talk about the names like Mary or Marie. They're also in the family. I also know that someone in the family, there are people that are quite religious or spiritual. And as I'm connecting to this lady, I feel that I may have been in my 80s when I passed into spirit because I feel like I've actually lived a long life. But I also feel like my 70s, I'm not able to really be cognitive with people. I know that my mind has faded with her. And there's glitches with her thinking. So this would tell me that she either has dementia or there's something with her mind that I think is that I feel somewhat devastated. I also feel like I just need to really quickly make a reference to a name that to me either would be a violet or there's a name that has a flower name to it. And I don't feel like it's a rosy, but I feel like I need to talk about the violet. Are you understanding anything that I'm saying to you right now?
No, nothing.
Okay. I'm going to stick to the mom side of the family, though. Doreen, are you getting anything? Are you linking into any of this?
Yeah, I do feel that the older lady that you're connecting with for Anne is probably a family member, but I think she's been passed for quite a while.
She has been, yeah.
Yeah. Do you understand any of this information, Anne, that might fit for one of your grandmothers or a great aunt, like
well,
a sister?
Grandmother on my mother's side died in the 80s.
Okay. Because I do feel that this is a family for you.
Yeah, because I know that I'm going above mother's. I know that I'm going to mom's side of the family, and I also do know that I'm actually above mother. Now, with this though, did you understand the name Mary or Marie? Do you understand this in the family? It's a common
Mary
name.
Mary is my. I have a sister named Mary.
Wonderful, because this is just a confirmation. So as this grandmother is sort of stepping forward and as she's coming through, one thing that she's showing me right now is that I'm not sure if you or your sister Mary, if one of the two of you are doing a lot of things with math or refinancing. She's just throwing all these numbers at me. And I feel like somebody needs to do the accounting a little bit better. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah, I'm filing for bankruptcy.
Okay, that's what it is, because she's showing numbers all around you, and she's throwing them up in the air and not knowing exactly how to do the accounting. But I have to say to you that Spirit is watching over you, and they are praying for you, and they bring a lot of light into your life right now, because I have to say to you that once all of this is over, you are going to feel a lot of blessings coming to you, because I almost feel as though you need to get through it. And as I'm getting into the fall, I'm getting to the month of September, things are going to look up for you. And so just look forward to that. And she's also reminding you that you really should get back to church. You should get back to some, or if it's not a church, to some sort of a worship. Because I know also that your grandmother would have been quite religious or quite spiritual, because I know that she's just talking about her spiritual life was very important to her. And I think the other part of this also is that she's saying, have faith in prayer.
That grandma wasn't that religious, but my mother was.
Okay. Yeah, so the religion would have been there in the family. So the traditions are there for that.
Right.
And I'm going to have to leave it there with you because we're going to try to get to one more caller if we can. But thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, let's get right to our next caller because we only have a couple of minutes left. I believe we have Margaret on the line. Are you with us, Margaret? Do we have Margaret?
Margaret on the line? Did we lose Margaret?
Okay, how about Lisa? I think we had Lisa holding.
Here.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling into the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Suri because we only have a few minutes left.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm aware of, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I feel either, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not sure if I'm playing the piano with you or have you ever played any kind of instruments, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have to tell you that I took lessons and I was a total failure with the music lessons. But I'm aware of it that there's a woman that is wanting to come through. And I'm honest with you, I'm not sure if it's a mother or who it is. I know that this woman is wanting to come close and I know that she's very closely connected to you. And as I'm connecting to her also, she's actually coming across to me as a lovely lady that loves to wear white. I am also aware that she has a hair that is a little bit like Queen Elizabeth, like her hair goes backwards and then in a wonderful, beautiful way, but I feel like she would have had a hair that would have extended a little bit of below the ears. And as I'm connecting to her also, I'm aware that she has beautiful broad shoulders for a lady. I just know that she carries herself really well and she's quite elegant. I also get a sense that I need to talk about either you or your mother. Would you understand that either you or your mother would have been the first ones in the family to get a college education or something?
No.
I'm going to stick to something. I'm going to say it in a different way then. When it comes to the piano or playing the music, are you very good at playing the music?
No, I am not.
Okay. I still need to talk about somebody that is able to play by ear. If I listen to a piece of music, I'm able to put the notes together. You're saying that you're not understanding this
at all.
Someone
that is alive or someone in spirit?
No, all I'm getting right now is the spirit is showing me as I'm sitting down by a keyboard, and there's a lady that is coming through, and what I do know about her is that she's actually showing me having had, I have a really horrible cold right now with this lady, so this tells me that it's almost as if I have an infection in my lungs, or it's as if I'm having, I'm just having a major reaction to either to infection, to bacteria, or to medication, because suddenly I feel as though I'm having the chills. And I'm running a fever with this lady. I do know that. I'm going to say one more thing, though. Do you have your mother's wedding ring, or do you have your mother's engagement ring, or something?
My grandmother's.
Your grandmother's. Okay, it's the same thing to me. So you have your grandmother's engagement ring or wedding band?
Yes.
Okay, and if I just may really quickly here, though. I have to still talk about either you or your grandmother then would have been able to get an education at a time, either the first one in the family or...
My grandmother, yes.
Wonderful. Okay. So do you understand your grandmother being quite well put together also?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Because I'm not sure if she speaks another language, if she knew how to speak French. I just feel like she's putting on a bit of a sort of a stylish way of speaking. Do you understand this, please? Well, let's just put it this way. She knew how to speak very well. She knew how to speak proper English, and
yes.
She knew how to do all these things because I'm aware of this, and I'm quite proud of who she is. And I have a wonderful, wonderful attitude towards life. And I have to say that Margaret, I'm not sure if you are named after her or if there's another one in the family that is also called Margaret or Maddie or something, or Marjorie, but I have to talk about the
Margaret,
name you repeat.
Margaret is my mother-in-law, who's in spirit.
Oh, that is your mother-in-law. Okay, wonderful.
Okay. We are just about out of time.
Okay. So I just want to leave you lots of love from your grandmother, because I feel like she would have been a very important person in your life when you were growing up.
Yes.
Okay. So take her, and she comes across as a mother's love. So take her love, and all the best to you.
Yes, and we're going to
leave
it there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling into the show, though. Wow, this hour goes so, so fast. We are really out of time now. But I would like to thank our guest, Suri Burnson, for joining us this evening. And Siri, if our listeners would like to contact you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yep, best way, spiritoflight.com, and you're going to see the email there and contact information.
Spiritoflight.com, we've got it.
Yes,
we'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. Please visit us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and I hope that you will join us for the grief retreat in July 25th through 27th. Siri and I will both be there as facilitators for this event, so we hope to see you there. Please join us next week, Thursday, May 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The guest on Signs of Life Radio will be Louisa Peck, and she is a published author and a college instructor, and she's had an amazing near-death experience that was incredibly life-changing, so please tune in for that. Thanks for being with us tonight. I'm Doreen Malloy, and please always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.